This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
אמר הכוזרי, רוצה אני שתביא לי טעם מאיכוס הקבול האמורי על המסוסה. I want you to bring me a something that makes sense explaining the system of Kabbalah, of Mesoris, correctly. Omar Echoves, the Chover answers, Ki ha-Nevua ha-Semido imanshe ba-Sheni arboim shono. Hitzmido imanshe ba-Sheni arboim shono. Nevua, prophecy, existed with the generation of the second Beis HaMikdash for 40 years. Me'azakenim ha-Ne'ezorim b'keach ha-Shechino she'oiso b'vayis rishun. From the Zakenim who were assisted by the power of the Shechino which existed with the Bayis Rishon, Shanavua Haniknes Distalko Bistale Kashchino, for the acquired prophecy was removed when the Shechino was removed. And they could only hope for the return of Shechino and prophecy at unusual times and with enormous energy. Great personalities every now and again could develop a nevuah. Ashehem ba'atzma mo'in l'shchina, because they themselves were a place for the Shechina to rest. So where there's no Beis HaMikdash, you need an exceptional person to be the place for the Shechina to take hold. Where there is a Beis HaMikdash, then certainly in the Bayis Rishon, then the Shechina was there and there was nevuah. And when they are present, then other people who are present in that generation can also acquire levels of nevuah. And when they returned to the Bayis Sheni, there was left over Chagi, Uzachario, and Ezra, and Zulosom. We still had Nevi'im such as Chagi, Zachario, and Ezra. And after 40 years, so for the first 40 years, there were still the leftovers from the first Bayis. Who were the leftovers? Chagi, Zachario, Ezra, and so on. After 40 years, there were no people left over from the Bayis Rishon. And then most of the Chachomim were called Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo. So these are now people who are not Nevi'im anymore. This is one level below Nevuah. People of enormous gadlus in Torah and in Tzidkus. But Nevi'im they weren't. And they were called the Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo. V'lo yesapru meirov. There were so many of them you couldn't count them. This was not a small number of people. We always think of these things as small numbers of people because they're only few of them are referred to by name. But Lamaisa, there were many, many, many people of enormous stature. There were many Nevi'im, there were hundreds of Nevi'im, thousands of Nevi'im, but we don't even have their names. And likewise, the Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo was an enormous group of people. V'heim she'oluim Zerubbabel, and they are the people who came with Zerubbabel, somchu kabbalosum el ha-Nevi'im, their Kabbalah was dependent on the Nevi'im. They were mekabel, their Torah, from the previous generation of prophets. So the Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo is a very important link in the history of the Mesoris. They are the people whose Mesoris came not just from other Talmidei Chachamim, but from the Nevi'im themselves. Kasher Omru, Nevi'im besaru al Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo, as it says in Pirkei Avos, and the Nevi'im gave it over to Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo. Va'achareihem, and after the period of the Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo, there was the Dor Shimon HaTzadik Kohen Gadol, there was the generation of Shimon HaTzadik the Kohen Gadol, u'misho hayu b'siyasu mitalmidim v'chaverim, and his Talmidim and Chaverim, that was a whole group of Talmidei Chachamim, who were the first group, the first generation post Anshei Knesses HaGadoilo. Va'acharov Antignus Ishsoichoi, Mefursom, and then came the generation of Antignus Ishsoichoi. He's counting merely the heads of each generation, the Siyim, the Gedolei Yisrael of each generation. So then there was Antignus Ishsoichoi, and Talmidov Tzodok Vaitus, who Yushorish Lekoifim. And two of his Talmidim were Tzodok and Vaitus, who were the foundation of the Apikrusim, of the first reform movement. So that's already started at that time, and look how quickly a thing like that can happen. This is two generations from Shimon HaTzadik. So you've got Shimon HaTzadik, and then Antignus, and then you've already got Tzadok
Vaitus. Until that time, they understand there was no possibility.
No, until then there were no Kofi.
Two generations is all you can guarantee.
I don't think this is where it comes from, but it's certainly an example of that. You know, it's certainly an example of it. Uvahem nikru at tzedukim v'abaitasim. And they were called the tzedukim and the baitasim. That's why they were called that. V'acharov, and after Antigonus Yishsoicha, Yosef ben Yo'ezer, chosid shebekuhuna. There was Yosef ben Yo'ezer, who was a chosid, a kohen, who was a chosid. V'Yosef ben Yochanan v'chavreyem, and Yosef ben Yochanan. V'voy omru mishimes Yosef ben Yo'ezer, bitlu ha'ashkoyle shenema en eshkolecha. And it's mentioned that when Yosef ben Yo'ezer died, the eshkoyles, these enormous bunches of grapes, stopped being produced. Was the effect that one man could have on nature, the effect that one tzaddik could have on nature, that the quality of agricultural production deteriorated after the death of Yosef ben Yo'ezer. It's incredible, isn't it? I suppose the same type of, same size. And the reason was that there was no sin known to have been performed by Yosef ben Yo'ezer from his youth until his death. Was it somebody who never did an Aveira? And that had this enormous effect on the agricultural production. One tzaddik who had never sinned, and look what it could do. Acharav Yoshua ben Parachia, Dvorei Mefusam, then came Yoshua ben Parachia, who's well known, Nitai Arbeli, Hayo Bedoiru, and there was Nitai Arbeli. Acharav Yehuda ben Tabai, Vishimon ben Shetach Bachavrehim. Then there was Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Mehem itchilo das hakaroim, and it was in the time of Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shatach that the Karaites start. Now they are different to the Tzedukim and the Baitasim, as he will explain. Bavur mashiru lachachomim im Yanai Hamelech, and that all started because of what happened with Yanai Hamelech at that time. V'hoyo kohen, he was a kohen. V'hoyso imo chashudo shehi chalolo, and his mother was suspected of being a chalolo, of not being kosher for the kuruna. And one of the Chachomim made a reference to that Chashash, Shomeloy, and saying to him, Yana HaMelech, Rab Lecho Kesa Malchus, V'Hanach Kesa Kuhnu L'Zaru Shel Aaron. You're the king, why don't you leave the Kohen to be one of the Zaru Shel Aaron? Implying that he was not a kosher Zera from Aaron, and that he should give up the Kuhuna. The Chachomim were interested in Yana giving up the Kuhuna. And he got very upset with this. V'yatzu chaverov lahavish hachachomim, and his friends advised Yanai to get rid of, to embarrass and to destroy the chachomim. Ulechaloisom, ulehagloisom, ulehamisom, to destroy them, to exile them, and to kill them. The Omar lohem, and Yanai was clever enough to say to them, kasher na'abed hachachomim b'min ilmud ha'toyro. If there are no chachomim, from whom shall we learn Torah? Omrullah, and they said to him, Are Torah Shibichtav, what do you need? You've got Sforim, what do you need the Chachomim for? It's all in Sforim now. Kol Aroitzu Yovu V'Yilmud. We can use the Sforim ourselves. Anybody wants to learn, we'll learn from the Sforim. Val Targish B'Torah Shibalpeh, and don't worry about the Torah Shibalpeh. We've got the Sforim, and we'll figure it all out from the Sforim. V'Hem in Lohem, and he believed them. V'Shomot Divrehem, and he listened to them. V'Higlo HaChachomim, and he exiled the Chachomim. U'Vichalolom Shimon ben Shetach. And among the Chachomim that he exiled was Shimon ben Shetach, who he was his son-in-law. And his kalkelo harabonus zman muat, and for a short period of time the rabonus was destroyed. There was no Torah shavape. The torchu lahachazik haTorah b'shikul daitum b'hakshosom, and they tried nevertheless to keep the Torah going their own. So they weren't anti-Torah; they just were anti the Chachomim. So they tried to keep the Torah going. They still learned, and they had shiurim, and they had chavrusas, and they carried on to try and learn without the rabbonim. V'nilu v'lo yuchulu, and they wondered, and they were unable to do so. Ad shehushov Shimon ben Shetach v'talmidiv m'Alexandria v'shov ha'kabola le'itono. Until Shimon ben Shetach was brought back, and his talmidim were brought back from Alexandria, and the Masoreth was returned to its former glory. It was an interesting experiment in the history of the Masoreth to try and manage without it. Try and manage without creative reasoning as an ongoing process. That's what the Chachamim were needed for. Uchvar hishrishu hakaroim shirish yimanoshim shayudochim toyish ba'apeyo mischakmin b'taynis. And it's at that point that the Karaites took root among people who were pushing aside the Torah Shebaal Peh and trying to work it all out logically. Kasher Ataroi Shoyse Hayom, as they do to this day. But that was the period when the Karaites started, during Yanai's attempt to manage without the Chachomim. אבל הצדוקים והבייטוסים אינם קיים אפיקרוסים מחישים האילם הבו. But the tzedukim, the baitusim are different. They are apikrusim. We don't believe in olam habo. Not so the karaites. Ach hakaroim, hem mishtadlim b'shiloshim, mishakmim b'tzildis. The karaites try. They try and understand the Torah and they try and learn. And the only reason they don't understand the principles is because of their mistakes, not because they deliberately don't want to. If it could be proved to them, they're willing to accept anything. But not the Torah Shebaal Peh. They're trying to do it all themselves. But in principle, they believe in the Torah, and they believe in Olam Haba. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? That's interesting. Then came the period of Shmaya and Avtalyun, and their Talmidim were Hillel and Shammai. And Hillel was well known for his wisdom and for his modesty. And he came from the seed of David. And he lived for 120 years. And he had a few thousand Talmidim. And of the best of Hillel's Talmidim, they said, Shmoinim Talmidim Oyul Hillel Azakin. Hillel had 80 Talmidim. Shloishim Mehem Ruyu Shitishu Shechino Eleim. 30 of them were fit to have the Shechino rest upon them. Shloishim Mehem Ruyim La'aber Ashonim. And 30 of them were fit to be Ma'aber Shono, to deal with leap years. Ve'esrim Beinanim, and there were 20 who were ordinary. Godol Shebohem Yonason Ben Uziel. The greatest among them was Yohanan ben Uziel, Koton Shebohen, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the most junior of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, no, I think that's all together. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the most junior of the Beinonim. Then there were 20, that means there were 19 Beinonim better than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Then there were 30 who knew how to, still better than him, and knew how to be Ma'abe Shono. And then there were another 30. Moreover and above that, it could be Ruyim Shetisho Aleim Ashkim. That was the caliber of the Talmidim of Hillel. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said, Shelo Yiniach Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, V'Halachos, V'Agadas, V'Chalmidus, Chachomim. There was nothing in Mishnah, in Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Agadas, Kabbalah, that he didn't know. V'Chalmidus, Sofrim, and everything that was written, V'Chal Dava, V'Dava, Shubh, Divrei Torah, and anything in the Torah he knew. Shaloi lomdu v'omru olav, that he hadn't learned. V'omru olav shaloi sach sichas chulin miyomov. And they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the most junior of Hillel's Talmidim, that he never said a word that was sichas chulin, ordinary talk. Everything he said was divrei Torah. V'lo hiniach odom b'beis ha-medrash. And he never left a person on the beis ha-medrash. He was always the last to come out. V'lo yoshon b'beis ha-medrash. V'lo yishenes keva v'lo yishenes arai. He never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, not a fixed sleeping and not a passing sleep. You might think that's no big chap. But don't forget, he probably spent 20 or 22 hours a day in the Beis HaMedrash. And during that time, he never dozed off. And he never walked Arba Amis without his tefillin and without thinking in Torah. Nobody saw him sitting and doing nothing. He was always learning or teaching. And he was the only person who opened up to his Talmidim. Nobody else opened. If he was teaching his Talmidim, he started them off always, although he had other people assisting in the teaching, but he always started off the shir. And he never said a principle that he had never used, a principle that he hadn't been makabel from his Rebbe. And he never said it's time to go home. He never used that phrase, never indicated it was time to go. When everybody else had gone, then he went. But he was never the first to make a move. That's an interesting midah. It's for that reason that I've always said that we shouldn't take our talisim off until right at the end of the davening. In some shuls, you see people taking their talisim off during Adon Olam, and some are taking it off by Aleinu already, and some are taking it off at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Not to make a gesture of leaving. Before it's really time, before you've got that choice to leave, to start making gestures of leaving before it's time, that's not good. You never demonstrated with a gesture or by saying anything that it's time to go. When he had to go, he went. And so Rabbi Lezer, his Talmid, used to be noeg after him. not to do all these things. V'ze Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hayomer ve'esrim shana k'rabbi, hayomer esrim shana k'rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also lived 120 years like his Rebbe Hillel. V'hayo b'churban bayis sheni, he was there already at the churban bayis sheni, at the destruction of the Second Temple. U'mitalmidov, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's talmid was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, sheyesh lo pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So it's interesting, why is he, the junior one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the one who's mentioned in the whole chain? What about those other, how many did we say there were? How many? 79 other ones. What about the other 79 other ones? Not their name isn't mentioned. Yeah, but who were they, all these people? Who were they? So we know Rabbi, we know Yonos ben Uzziel. But who were the others? He took the lead. He was the leader. Although he wasn't the greatest. And the others did their thing, whatever it was. But he was actually, seems to have taken the leadership role. So his Talmud was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. The Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Shiesh lo Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer amifursomim. So he has the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer was written by Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the Talmud of Hillel. And these Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is mifursomim bitchunel midus va'agalgolim va'oretz v'chol davar mufle v'chok masakrichovim. In Pirkei Eliezer, there's a lot about the various different constellations and matters of astrology and Kabbalah and all sorts of fancy things. Umitalmid of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, and his Talmud was Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Who Rabbi Yishmael shel hecholos b'hakolos ponim u'maisa merkova. This is the Rabbi Yishmael who also understood all sorts of things in Kabbalah and even the maisa merkova, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam's throne is made up. Ki yodo soy de seim al sho roi l'madrega kroyevo mehanavuah. And he was fit for these things and was close to the level of Nevuah. Vahua Omer, and he's the one who says, Pam achas nichnasti laktir k'toyres. Once I went into the Kodshei Kedoshim to bring a korban k'toyres, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. Must have been a Yom Kippur that he went into the Kodshei Kedoshim. Veroisi akasriel ko Hashem tzvokos v'sharo inyan. And I saw akasriel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is merkava, that's what I saw there. It was quite. He wasn't even terribly shaken by it all. That's the level on which this Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Kohen Gadol was, and he is a Talmid of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, who is a Talmid of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel. Just it's mind blowing when one thinks about it. Umitalmid of Rabbi Yoshua, and one of his Talmidim was Rabbi Yoshua Sheir Eloyim Rabbi Gamliel Advarim Hayiduim, with whom happened the events with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, Shomru Alavim Yuyu Kochach Meisro Bekaf Maznayim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach Bekaf Shliya Machriyas Kulo. At that time, they said that if Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach was on one side of the scale, and all the other Chachomim of Yisrael were on the other, then he would weigh down. Uva Eile Hadoris, and during these generations, Zulosi Eile Amufusolim Zulas Hamoina Chachomim Zulas Akranim Balavim Shoyos Torah Som Munosom. And apart from all these people, these great leaders, and all the multitudes of Chachomim, and all the Kohanim and the Levim, these were all people that Torosom Munosom, they were doing nothing but Torah all day. Apart from them, Loi Poskua Shivim Sanhedrin Bechachmosom. There was also the 70 Sanhedrin people. We're not even talking about them. There was always a Sanhedrin operating. They used to be fix appointments in Yisrael, and they used to be umavir in Hamuavor, and they used to, if anybody had to be moved off his job, they used to decide it. What seems it's going to be Rabbi Shimon ben Azai. Kach mekubal ani mipi shivim zekenim biyom sheyeshuvi Yisrael lozo beyeshiva. So that is the Kabbalah that I had from the 70s of Canaan. That's the Sanhedrin. On the day they appointed Rabbi Eliezer as the head of the yeshiva, so all the appointments were made by the Sanhedrin. V'nimshochim achar hashivim meyer shelo hayu kamisom, and they followed the 7,000. Who were not quite as high as them. And then there were hundreds of thousands. I think you're right. Because you won't find 70 fit to be a Sanhedrin unless you have hundreds like them to choose from. You can't just find 70. You'll find 70 outstanding if you've got hundreds from whom to choose. And you won't find hundreds of that caliber unless you've got thousands underneath them and so on. So you can picture how many people of great outstanding caliber there must have been to have produced this great number of absolutely outstanding Chachomim in each generation. And after them came Rabbi Akiva. Only then comes people like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Bechavrehim, Bechulam Achar Achurban, and they were all after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Akiva el Gvul Korov Mi Nevuah. Rabbi Akiva got close to the level of Nevuah, Ad Sho Yom Mishtamish Ba'olam Haruchnim, to the point where he could use spiritual powers already. Kasher Omru Olov, Arbo Nichnasu LaParadeis. As they said, four went into the paradise, four went into the world of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the spiritual world. Acher Hetzitzu, Echod Hetzitzu V'meis, one saw and died. Echod Hetzitzu V'nifko, one saw and got wounded. Echod Hetzitzu V'kotzo V'natius, one saw and became an Apikurus. Echod Bo B'sholem V'yotzo B'sholem, only one was able to be exposed to all this and to come out in order. Umonu, and who was that? Rabbi Akiva. The one who died was somebody who wasn't on the level to be able to handle that world, and the combination of spiritual and physical he couldn't tolerate anymore, so it split off and that's dead. The second became a sugar, but he came a sugar by a godly cause, so he couldn't be cured by a man. That was just too much for him. He went out of his mind. And the third one became an Apikurus because he looked at all sorts of incredible concepts. Omar, and he said, Eile amaisim heim kalim umeshamshim umeshamshim. Einenu magim, sorry? Kalim. Umeshamshim einenu magim el haadroga hazois haruchnis. I think it's Haim Kanim looking at his friends. They couldn't handle this enormous level this normal spiritual level. And I have seen it and handled it. So the details of Torah is no longer applies to me. Other people, the Torah was made for ordinary people. But somebody like me who's already been exposed to the Olam Haruchni, I can work out my own things using Kabbalah. I don't need to follow Halacha. V'nifsad v'hifsid v'tov v'hito, and he lost, and he caused other people to be lost. He became mistaken, and he caused others to make mistakes. And Rabbi Akiva was able to use both olamos without any damage resulting. And it was said of Rabbi Akiva that he was fit, inherently he was fit to have the same level of Shechino as Moshe Rabbeinu, Elo She'en Ashor Ruyu Lekaf, but the generation was not the right generation for that kind of presence. V'hu Ma'asor Haruge Malchus, and he was one of the 10 people killed by the Malchus. V'hu B'shol Shargu HaYosho L'Tamiri V'hu Eskri Yashma L'Kro Yeso. And he, at the time he was being killed, asked the Talmidim whether it was time to read Kriya Shema. Does it say that in the Gemara? Remember this again. It says that he asked them when it was time to read Krishma. I don't think so. It says that he was saying Krishma. I think this is the pshat of the Kuzri. Why was he saying Krishma? Saying Krishma because it was man Krishma. That's all. He wanted to check with them this clarity of doubt that they were busy killing him, and he asked the Talmidim to check, is it time to say Krishma? It's time to say Krishma, and the halacha still applies to him, he's still alive. Amru lo Talmidim Rabbeinu Adkain, are you chayav to say Krishma? You're busy dying, you're being tortured, are you chayav to say Krishma? This, which means you've got to be mekayim the halacha, even if it takes your life to do so. I've always wanted to do it, now shall I not do it? and he was saying the word Echod, taking his time over it at the point at which he died. Did he say that it wasn't mentioned in the Gemara? But it's a fascinating pshat. Zman Kriya Shema Hayo. Yeah, I always had that difficulty. What's the big thing? So he's dying, he wants to say Kriya Shema. Why were his Talmidim so surprised? That's the obvious thing to do. But he was wanting to say it not out of the din of saying Kriya Shema while you die.
Have said that anyway.
Yeah, that's something else. He wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah. It's time to daven, that's all. Every day of his life at this time he's daven. This is no different. So it's a beautiful pshat. Yeah. No. It's another story. He went off before for another reason. Yeah. That's very beautiful. In fact, in your Gemaras, you should make a note to refer to this. This piece of Kuzri, Brochus Daf Samach Aleph.